Lip filler is medical BDSM. It is a facial labiaplasty, a fat transfer from the southern regions. In a cornified world, the mouth carries erotic implications, and by enlarging that feature, we are needlessly sexualizing women. Now, I'd like to make this very clear. I am not talking about naturally full lips. That is a beautiful feature and one that many people are trying to replicate. Instead, I'm talking about very obviously surgically enhanced lips. Not to mention, there's also a women should be seen and not heard component, because when you have that level of inflamed lips, it often makes it hard to speak. I'm sure we've seen many influencers where their lip filler is actually an impediment to their ability to articulate themselves, and I do not think this is an accident. The lip filler procedure is essentially damaging the tissue. It swells up. Oftentimes it can take months for it to fully calm down, and even then your body has been hijacked with a foreign substance and it responds accordingly. A permanently inflamed erotic organ on your face, not because of sexual arousal, but instead because of physical torture, like getting needles stuck in your face. Bee stung lips, that is medical S&M. The appeal is that you're supposed to look like you're in pain, that your face is engorged. And again, it's not only supposed to represent an erotic organ, and I want to make it very clear, I'm talking specifically about the look of lips that have obviously been injected and injured. The syringe itself is a phallic symbol, whether that's an unconscious or overt association. It's this way that as women, we put ourselves through pain, injure ourselves, mimic the look of us being stung by bees or otherwise physically invaded medically as a way for us to be sexy, because beauty is pain. I think for most people, I mean for all people really, but for most people on a purely beauty standard aesthetic sense, lip filler is completely superfluous. But the thing is, it's seen as a I might as well procedure. You go to a med spa, you get a facial, and oh, you might as well inject a little bit into the lips. It's a cheap way to make you feel like you're enhancing yourself in a way that's more than just topical treatments. Choice feminism will say all at once that, you know, women choose to do these things, we can't shame women, but we have to look at the systemic structure of it. Why is it that, you know, we are influenced subliminally by plastic surgery all the time? You can't even seemingly be an influencer without having a little bit of injections. I mean, I think most of the women on my For You page have lip filler. It's becoming compulsory, not just optional. Let's be clear. If you are injuring yourself to achieve a beauty ideal, that is always going to be a male gaze standard of beauty. It will never not be patriarchal to physically harm yourself to achieve a beauty standard. I've heard the argument that men can't tell the difference between filled and unfilled lips. However, I think that's giving them too much of the benefit of the doubt. I mean, a syringe is a cold phallic symbol, and I think that for men, there's this strange delight that women are injuring themselves, bruising themselves, engorging their supposedly attractive features so they can be palatable to men. Because it's all about what can maximize the pain of a woman. And it goes without saying there's a racialized and Eurocentric component to this as well. And I don't know about other people, but I know that when I see very obviously over-injected lips, I feel a visceral discomfort, almost internalizing pain myself. When I see that, I picture the needles, I picture the syringe, I picture the swelling and the bruising, and it makes me uncomfortable because I'm reacting to the pain that this woman was in to achieve that bee-stung look. Because apparently self-injury in women is sexy. And the thing is, when we talk about BDSM, as we said earlier, there's the bondage of it, that you have to get routine refills and, you know, kind of suck up the migrating lip filler, because most likely you didn't get it done very well, because only the top celebrities get truly tasteful lip filler. And again, there's classism to it, there's racism to it, it's just a mess. There's the domination of it all, the fact that this syringe, you know, it has this liquid patriarchy that it injects into you, and you become beholden to it. You have to get it reversed, dissolving your lip filler, which is an entire process, or you have to constantly maintain and upkeep. But either way, it has its little hook into you, and one way or the other, you're gonna have to face it again. and the sadomasochism of it. The fact that we are in pain, that our lips are swelling up, that we're supposed to mimic the appearance that we were attacked by a swarm of bees, specifically in our lip area. And again, because there is that strange association between the lips and the labial region, you know, this is an idea that, like, you know, if it's in pain, it's like pleasurable to the male gaze. It's a mess all around. Lip filler is invasive, both in the fact that it is widespread and everywhere, and the fact that it is this, again, men do sexualize this, that's why I bring it up. This syringe is this phallic object that's injecting a foreign substance into your lips, and it often inhibits your ability to speak, express yourself, and it's just another way that society is making it so that women are seen and not heard, and the most beautiful woman is a quiet one. So long as she tells you where she got her lips done.